Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, October 2nd. And Burns, Pistol Pete gets ambushed by the Mountaineer in the coonskin cap on Saturday. Your thoughts on your first visit to Morgantown?
I know it. I don't know if that means that a pistol isn't good against a blunderbuss or what, but no, it was a rough Saturday afternoon for everybody, and that was wearing orange anyway. It's too bad because the weather could not have been more perfect. The leaves are starting to turn a little bit in that area of West Virginia. Beautiful drives, beautiful campus, and everything was beautiful except the game. So I'm sure that the coaches are getting things retooled and changed, and we'll come out against those K-State Wildcats playing a lot better football.
Well, we're glad to have you back in Oklahoma and back in Stillwater. The topic of diversity brings together the chief diversity officers from throughout the Big 12.
That's right. One of the big initiatives that we took on when I arrived at OSU was to increase the diversity of our student body and our faculty to make it look a lot more like our country. And so Jason Kirksey was named the Associate Vice President of Diversity, and I challenged him to really develop our programs to be more effective. And to his credit and his team, over the last 5 years, we have actually doubled the amount of minority students that we have here at OSU. 27% of our current freshman class is minority, which is the highest in OSU history. And since the fall of 2009, we've seen a 58% increase in undergraduate minority students and 49% in graduate students. So the graduation numbers are improving. It's interesting, over the past 3 years, 24% increase in the number of minority students earning a bachelor's degree have occurred, and that includes a 75% increase with Latino students. And, of course, we've consistently been number one or near the top nationally for several years in graduating Native American students. So we're very proud of what we've accomplished. I congratulate Jason, and we actually hosted all of the diversity leaders in the Big 12 Conference here on our campus last week and had a great meeting, and we just look forward to good things to come.
And finally, Burns, OSU's wellness initiative is going to the dogs, literally.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. You know, we approach wellness in a comprehensive way, and it's not just fitness, it's not just nutrition. It also deals with mental health, emotional health, financial health, in anything that affects the mind, body, or spirit. And one thing that's been demonstrated is that the dogs have a very soothing effect on humans. And so we are creating Pete's Pet Posse, which is a nice alliteration. It's a pilot pet therapy program for students, faculty, and staff. First Cowgirl Ann has been a big driver behind this effort. I know firsthand from the visitors we've had. We've actually been interviewed now by two of our canine volunteers, Charlie and Evie. Evie's a shepherd that was rescued from the tornado near Shawnee last spring and was treated at our vet hospital and adopted by an OSU employee. And Charlie is a shepherd mix. And he was found neglected and abandoned near a Tulsa lake by an OSU employee. He is definitely not neglected now. Neither of them are. And there's actually a third, Scruff, who's going to be in training for a pet therapy dog. But these dogs will be assigned to a department around campus, but they'll be out on campus for students to pet and enjoy. And we think it's just another program to boost emotional health, which supports our campaign of striving to make Oklahoma State America's healthiest campus.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.